We're now joined at the podium by the Baylor Bears coach, Matt Rhule. Coach, welcome, and your thoughts about the upcoming season.
Thank you very much. Just briefly, on behalf of our program, I want to make sure I thank Commissioner Bowlesby, Ed Stewart, all the fine people here at the Big 12. My first year in the league has really been a great experience, and I think everything that I've come into contact with the league has been first class, including Media Day. It's always fun for me to represent Mac Rhodes and Linda Livingstone, our president, all of our fans, and come here and talk to you about our team. I want to take a chance, if I could, and I want to congratulate Lincoln Riley. I think he's one of the great coaches in our profession, and the team that they had last year representing our league on a national stage was awesome to see. Baker Mayfield and that entire Oklahoma Sooners team, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say congratulations to them. I think one of the things for me, I've been asked a lot, you know, I just want to make sure I address, you know, just my first year in the Big 12, just so impressed with the league, with the level of coaching, with the quarterback play. There's so many well-run teams, and it was really cool to be a part of the league. I didn't obviously like our record last year, but as a fan, as a person that loves college football, I want to be one of the people that stands up and talks about just how hard it is, how impressive it is to do what Oklahoma did last year. To win a matchup, not just one versus two, but after having been in the NFL, knowing how hard it is to have to beat a team twice in one season, for Oklahoma to be able to do that, and for whatever team this year has to do that, I think it needs to be said. I'm proud to have four of our seniors here: Ira Lewis, Greg Roberts, Chris Platt, and Verkedrick Vaughns. All four great young men. All four college graduates. And the only mistake they made was they all outdressed me today, but I am proud to be here with those guys. And you know, I know I'm going to get a lot of questions. One thing I want to say is I'm really proud of our players, and I would invite anybody, you know, to when you have a chance, come to Waco, come through, see our players, see our organization. Mac Rhodes is running as fine an athletic department as there is in college football, and I believe that we are running off the field as fine a college football program as there is in the country. We're tackling issues, we're tackling character development, we're mentoring, we're developing, we're educating, and I'm really proud of the things that we're doing as a college football program. And I know we're trying to move away from the past and learn from the past, but part of that is being really proud about what you're doing in the present. And there are great things happening at Baylor, and there are great things happening in Baylor football and Baylor athletics. And those four young men, those four college graduates, are all tremendous representatives of what's happening day in and day out. Off the field, obviously the first year was not what we wanted, and we're looking forward to moving into year two. The players have worked extremely hard, and right now we're at a point where we just have to kind of learn how to win. You know, we found a way to lose a bunch of ball games, close ball games down the stretch. We're a year older, we're a year more mature, and really our challenge is not to worry about anybody else, but to find a way to learn how to win, to run the football when it counts, to play defense, and that's our challenge as we get ready to head into August. So with that, that would be my statement. Hopefully it was okay.
Okay, we'll take questions for Coach. If you put your hand up, we got a question middle on the right-hand side. If you would stand and give your name and affiliation, please.
Hey, Coach, Patrick Mayhorn, Land Grant Gauntlet. With a really talented recruiting class coming in and the new redshirt rule where you can play freshman four games, do you plan to take advantage of that and get those guys on the field early?
Yeah, and I want to make sure I thank Gary Patterson, who I know in our conference has really led the charge. I think it's really a significant rule change. And we, especially in the situation we're in, as we're replenishing the roster, we have to take tremendous advantage of it, and it really in a couple different ways. To give some guys some experience moving into, you know, their second season. We have some guys that, because of the things that have happened over the last couple of years, have had to play, and a redshirt year would really benefit them both physically as well as academically. And then also making sure that we're healthy down the stretch. You know, the situation we were in last year, with all of the injuries that we had last year, we certainly could have used it. So to me, it's not just about, you know, getting each kid four games, but making sure you find the right four games and you use guys in a very systematic way. So like anything else that's new, I'm sure we'll make some mistakes, but we are thinking about it 24/7. It's really, you know, a seismic change in our world.
Got a question on the right side, about halfway back. Brian?
Hey, Matt, it's Baldy here from Fox Sports. Just talking about, you know, last year in being forced to play as many freshmen, true freshmen as you did. I always think that the biggest jump you make, college or the NFL, is between that first and second year. What do the kids look like coming back, whether it's Charlie, Jonathan, Jalen, all the freshmen you played last year? The difference just physically between those kids right now.
Yeah, I think our whole team has made a huge jump in the way they look physically. Like Charlie's, you know, probably 208, 210. You know, I refer to our team as we have, like, youthful experience. We've got a lot of guys who played in a lot of ball games, but they're still young. You know, like they can go play in the game, but they can't go, you know, buy themselves a beer after the game. You know, they're not 21 yet. You know, we have a bunch of 17, 18, 19-year-old kids out there playing in the football game. And so they've played a lot of football. They've seen how it felt like. They know that they can do it, but now they have to build their body. They have to take the next step, and they've worked really hard. And these seniors, not just these four, but the guys that are there, they've led the way. So I think you'll see a group that learned their lessons from last year. I mean, last year stunk. Last year wasn't fun, obviously. But you're a fool if you don't learn from it. And I think the thing that we try to do as a staff, especially after going through it at Temple, going 2-10 our first year, but as a staff, we tried to make sure that all of our players learned those lessons. And so all those true sophomores, all those redshirt freshmen, you know, they went through the fire last year. They went through that adversity. They're a year older. They're a year bigger. They're a year stronger. They're still youthful, but I think they're well on their way.
Question in the middle, about three-quarters of the way back.
John Werner, Waco Tribune. Matt, during the spring drills, you're stressing, forcing more turnovers. Who do you feel like can be some defensive playmakers for you?
Well, you know, I think the thing defensively, you know, one of the things coming into the Big 12 was, you know, can you play defense in the Big 12? Can you play I think TCU and Iowa State certainly proved last year that you can play defense in the Big 12. I mean, they proved it at a national level. So, you know, defensively for us, you know, we have to eliminate some big plays, but we do have to create turnovers. And I think two of the guys that are back there up front, you know, that really starts up front. Greg Roberts, Ira Lewis, Tyrone Hunt. You know, we have some defensive linemen that have grown up in the trenches, and now here they are. They're juniors, they're seniors. It's their time to take the next step. And I think then you look at the secondary. You know, Harrison Hand played as a true freshman last year, got some awards. He needs to step up. Graylin Arnold was never quite healthy in that last year. He needs to step up. For Kedrick has now had a full year at safety. Chris Miller, Blake Lynch. So I think we have a lot of really good players. It's just, you know, are they going to step up to that level of expertise where they're not just doing their job anymore? They're doing their job and then they're ripping the ball out. And, you know, my experience coaching for Phil Snow is it usually takes 2 years in our defense, you know, the second year for guys to get it. You know, my first year at Temple, there was a Fire Phil Snow Facebook page year one. And year two, I was asking for more money to keep him because everyone was trying to hire him. So it takes a year to kind of learn our system. So I'm expecting that we're going to have some guys that go out and try to get the ball back, especially against the great offenses in the Big 12.
Go across the aisle to the right side.
Nathan Ruiz, the Oklahoman. Coach, you mentioned the redshirt rule, but what are your thoughts on the transfer rule and how will that affect your program as well as college football as a whole?
You know, I don't have issue with the transfer rule. My thing has always been very simple. I've never blocked a kid from transferring. I know in our program that our coaches, our players, our coaches' wives, we wake up every day bent on making sure that our players are the best that they can be, that they have everything they need to be successful. And, you know, I probably spend more time with our players than I do with my own kids, and I don't say that proudly because I just was on the beach with my kids. I love my kids. I want to be a great dad, but I spend a lot of time with our players. So if a player comes into our environment and it's not right for him, then he should go. You know, I mean, he should have an opportunity to go somewhere else. And so I think it's great. I think it gives, you know, kids an opportunity to make a decision. Now, I don't think you should be able to say you're going to transfer in, you know, in September 1 and have 3 months where you can, you know, be on scholarship. You know, none of us in life get to quit our job and get paid for 3 more months. So I think we always have to make sure we still teach responsibility. We want to fight entitlement everywhere. But I do believe that if a young man does not want to be on our program, he should have the right to go wherever he's going to be successful. Because I did that. I was at Temple, and I made the decision to come to Baylor. So I had that right, and I had to pay a buyout. And I paid that right. And I think the young people in our program should have the ability to go where they think they can be the most successful.
Question across the aisle.
Bryce Cherry, Waco Trib. Matt, you hit on this a little bit earlier, but with Charlie and his development, Where do you expect him to develop most in year two at quarterback, and where does he need to still progress?
So, you know, June Jones years ago taught me that, you know, when you play a quarterback as a true freshman, they, you know, they're playing on instinct. You kind of, you know, slow the offense down. They're just kind of whipping it around. And then the next year they try to learn the system, and they have a tendency to maybe dip a little bit. And, you know, they have so much expectation that it looks like this. So the key is to keep Charlie, to have him continue to be the guy that's, you know, laughing at me in the huddle, telling me to calm down. You know, he's a true freshman telling me to calm down in the middle of a game. I mean, he's got that to him. He's got that it factor to him. Keep that while at the same time making sure he grows as a quarterback. With the receivers we have, with Chris Platt, with Denzel Mims, with Jalen Hurd, Tony Nicholson, Pooh Strickland, he needs to grow as a passer while at the same time keeping who he is, keeping his energy. And he's got some threats behind him. You know, Jalen McClendon came in as a graduate transfer, great arm, probably really a pro prospect, had some great moments at NC State. Gary Bohannon came in this spring. You know, whenever Gary is ready, he is going to be a force in college football. Tremendous athlete, you know, great person, great arm. So, you know, there are some guys in that room I think that'll keep Charlie sharp, and I look forward to the competition. And as you know, I believe in competition every day, you know, so you know, his job, if we play today, we'll see what happens, you know, come September 2nd.
Question in the middle, and then we're going to go to the front right.
And that's Cedric Golden, Austin American Statesman. Following up on Bryce's question, what attracted you to Jalen McClendon, and how close is that quarterback race?
So, you know, we knew we needed a graduate transfer just because, you know, of our situation. We've done a lot of things to catch up on the roster. From some of the number issues we got there, you know, we've signed a lot of offensive linemen. The one position that's been hard has been the quarterback position. You know, there was one when we got there. You know, we lost Zach after the season. We were back down to one, signed Gary. So we knew the only real answer would be to go out and get a graduate transfer. Looked at a lot of guys. You know, Jalen is a young man that, you know, played for Friz Jackson, my receiver coach, when Friz was there at NC State. And Friz knew the type of person he is. He's a young man of faith, and he knew that Baylor would be a good fit for him. And, you know, he knew Charlie was there, he knew Gary was there, and he just wanted an opportunity. And so, you know, right now in terms of the race, I haven't seen Jalen throw a football live yet. I haven't done anything with him yet, so it's hard for me to say where he's at. I saw where Gary was in the spring, but there's a big jump that happens in that first summer. So I'm anxious to see it. You know, if we went out today, without a doubt, Charlie would lead us out there, and I'd expect that he'd go win a lot of games for us. But, you know, we learned last year Charlie can get banged up, guys get banged up, and it's my job to make sure we have three or four really good quarterbacks. We have a young man, Preston Hurd, who's a great athlete and really, really good young quarterback that's also in the mix. So I'd say the race right now, you know, if we played today, it'd be pretty clear. But, you know, we're built on competition, and we're going to see what happens.
Question on the front right.
Hi, Coach. Andrew Miner with 24/7 Sports. At Baylor, there's a term, to you, I hand the torch. I was just curious if you've had much reflection on that phrase, terminology, as you lead the Baylor program and continue to shine light on Waco, and if there are any examples of how your players have taken that moniker and continue to lead.
Well, you know, I think I'll always start with our players. You know, I spoke to an alumni base last night, and I brought up the fact that the four young men that are here today are all four future pro players. And they're all four college graduates. Not just to talk about the fact that they graduated, but in today's society, today's world, those four guys graduated and decided to stay at Baylor. They decided to not say, hey, we went 1-11, I'm out of here. Or, hey, you know, it's kind of been a rough couple years, I'm out of here. Their legacy means a lot to them. And when I talk about those four, I'm talking about a lot of guys in our senior class. I think we'll have 10 college graduates. I think we'll have like 4, 5, 6, depending on how things go, guys in the graduate school. This fall, which is really important to me. But those guys understand that, you know what, it's not just about, you know, how many sacks I have or how many carries I have. It's also about the way I, you know, lead the young guys. It's also about, you know, the way I move the program forward. Taylor Young, all those guys last year, they moved the program forward by staying and by standing for something. It doesn't matter what people think you stand for, right? It doesn't matter what people think you're about. It matters, you know, when the lights are off, who you really are. You know, when you're laying in bed, who you really are. And so our players, those seniors, they're leading that young group. And we're going to wake up, you know, going back to Baldy's question, we're going to wake up in 2 years, and there's going to be a bunch of kids that, you know, got their teeth kicked in last year that are juniors and seniors and they are going to be winners, and they are going to know how to, they're going to know how to do it right on the field and off the field. But they'll only get there because of the seniors from last year and these great seniors this year. And so I think we have a tremendous group of young men, a tremendous group of leaders, a bunch of guys that have stood in the gap and stood for Baylor, and I'm very grateful to them, and that's why I always try to make sure I talk about them, because they've done something that not a lot of people would do.
This is going to be the final question for Coach on the right side.
So you kind of touched on it a little bit, but you know, you're a year into a tough rebuild following many transfers. How close is this team realistically to where you want to get it eventually?
You know, I'm going to go to coach speak now. I mean, it's all a process, right? So I think we have a team that, like if we stayed healthy, we're going to be a pretty good football team. I think, you know, we had wrong injuries. It could, you know, I don't know how it could go. You know, we had a lot of injuries last year, and you know, but we really played a lot of guys that weren't ready for college football yet. So I like our team. I like our mix of guys. There's some areas, like I talked about, you know, being able to run the football. We really have to make some steps. The roster's coming around. Is it a year too young? Like I said, is that youthful experience? Are they going to step up and play like grown men, or are they going to, you know, I put my money on our players all the time. I believe that they're going to step up and they're going to play. And you know, I even felt like at the end of last year, while we weren't winning games yet, we still were a team that was, you know, we weren't an easy out. You know, we were going to play you tough and we were going to take you down the wire. Can we just be, you know, a touchdown better? Can we just be 10 minutes of good football better? And, you know, that's my job. That's our job. You know, year one was year one to build a foundation. We have to go out and win football games. We have to go out and play good football. We have to go out and challenge people. And so I expect our guys to do that. Where exactly that means, are we 6-6? Or I don't know that yet. I really don't always think that way. But I do know that we're, you know, like light years ahead of where we were this time last year.
Okay, Coach, thank you very much for your comments, and good luck and have a great season.
Thank you, everybody.